Philips Sampapia, if you deserve to care to this date, is 09-04-2025. The patient is for Ms. Judith Juarez. Juarez spells J-U-A-R-E-Z. Judith spells J-U-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 05-06-1979. This is a 46-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Judith has a history of diabetes type 2. Is here for follow-up with this condition. Also, it says she has hypertension, which is managed conservatively without medication, period. So she's here for follow-up with these conditions, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports for the past week or two, runny nose, pain and pressure behind her eyes and in her forehead region, period. Said discharge from the nose is green, not responding to over-the-counter medication, period. Next paragraph. Next line. Patient reports cough. Says cough is non-productive. Next line. Patient reports throat pain. Says she's been having the throat pain for about 4 days or so. She has pain with swallowing. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Denies rash. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of normal. Blood pressure is 138 over 95, pulse 93, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, edematous, uvula, tonsils and pharynx, no exudates present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic aid, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is acute sinus correction. Back to physical exam phase, she has some tenderness to maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, now go back to assessment. Assessment is acute sinus headache. Number 2 is acute sinusitis. Number 3, acute rhinitis. Number 3, medication refill. Number 4, diabetes. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. Number 6, pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph, a strep test was done in the clinic today. A strep test is negative, period. Patient was offered other tests, namely COVID and flu, but declined secondary to cost. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1, open parenthesis, patient given this because she will be given amoxicillin, and she says she gets yeast infections easily whenever she takes amoxicillin. Considering that she is diabetic, close parentheses. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Number 180, next medication, glimepiride, 2 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, patient was educated about her condition and the conservative efforts that she can take, including lifestyle management she can take to help manage her condition besides medication, period. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.